Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alrighty, Dirty Work Wednesday update from yesterday. So it's been a bit of a saga, Breeze.
I was shook, Corey. I didn't sleep at all last night thinking about this.
I feel awful for Audrey. So how this all started was actually, it was a Savager Sensible a while back. One of Audrey's friends reached out to the show and basically called out Audrey's boyfriend for refusing to take her home to his family's Thanksgiving because they've been dating for, in his mind, only a year. And I don't know. I thought it was ridiculous. You thought maybe he was embarrassed by his family. I mean, there was a lot going on.
Exactly.
At that point, it was speculation. But she listened to when he talked about it, and apparently it kind of motivated her to stay on this guy. And she did, and he threw out another BS excuse saying that his family doesn't allow significant others of the kids to come to Thanksgiving unless they're married or engaged, which sounded ridiculous. So she reached out to us with that update and wanted us to kind of, you know, catch this guy in a lie. So we called her boyfriend Eric's mom, who knew nothing about that.
She literally lives in Pennsylvania.
But did know about Eric's long-distance girlfriend that he apparently has been in a relationship with for 5 or 6 years, again, according to Eric's mom. So where we left things yesterday, Audrey, she's back on the show, by the way. Thank you for coming on. You just kind of left, and again, completely understandable as to why. First off, obviously yesterday had to be very personal for you. Are you okay? What's going on?
Yesterday was like one of the worst days of my life.
Girlfriend.
But, I mean, I guess there's a silver lining here. I only really wasted 1 year with that scumbag, so it could have been worse.
Okay, well, that's certainly a positive way to look at it, and I think that's fantastic that you're already kind of maybe seeing that silver lining. Sometimes you don't see that for a little while. So, you know, are you comfortable with sharing what happened after you hung up with us? I know, you know, we've been dying for an update, and a lot of our listeners have been texting and calling since yesterday wanting to know what was going on.
Yeah, so I immediately called him and asked him how Caitlin was.
Yes.
And what did he have to say to that?
Well, he tried to play dumb, like he had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And when I wouldn't let it go, he started getting mad and telling me how I'm being crazy.
Yeah. Classic manipulative move right there.
Yeah.
So how did you respond to that?
You know, I told him his mom is the reason I know.
Yeah.
Quite
a bomb to drop on him there.
And how, how shook was he over that?
He just kept telling me I was lying, and I didn't even know his mom.
Okay. Wow. All right. You know what?
Well,
this guy,
and Janet are really good friends.
This guy is awful. I'm impressed by his commitment to the deny till you die defense. I guess there's that.
Yeah. Pretty unbelievable.
Okay. So how did it end? Are you guys broken up? What's going on?
I told him you're over, and I'd be sending my brother over to get my stuff.
There you go.
Yes. Good for you, sister. Yeah. You don't need him. He's trash. He's a trash bag.
Yeah. I can't believe, even after being caught red-handed, he wouldn't just own up to it and in the least apologize, maybe. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, he's a total sociopath.
So how are you feeling about everything? I know this is probably a very, like, hard, tough, emotional time for you.
Yeah, I guess I'm feeling a lot of things. I'm really sad. I feel incredibly stupid for honestly not figuring it out earlier. But, you know, on the other hand, I'm really grateful. I didn't waste any more time with him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, all those feelings are certainly understandable.
Okay. But I got to ask this question. Are you going to be blowing up his spot with this girl that he's apparently been with for 5 to 6 years? Or what? Like, what are you going to do about that?
Yeah, part of me wants to, but I think I just want it to be done. I already blocked his number, and he's never on social media, so, you know, for obvious reasons.
Making sense now,
So I just really want to move on.
Again, all that completely understandable. And I guess you can also kind of take comfort in the idea that He probably has a very awkward conversation with his mother in the near future if it has not happened already.
Honestly, I'm praying she brings it up in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner with Caitlin there. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that would prove karma exists.
Well, Audrey, thanks again for coming on and updating us. I can imagine this is certainly not an easy time for you, so we do appreciate that.
Well, hey, if it wasn't for you guys, I'd be still wondering why I wasn't invited to his family Thanksgiving dinner, so thank you.
All good, girl. You're better off. Go out there and slay, queen.
All right, Audrey, keep your head up, okay?
All right, I'll try. Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.